Welcome to Parlor Time. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
On January 15th, 1967, on a bright, clear day in the Los Angeles Coliseum, the big question which had troubled the football world for 7 years was answered.
Alfonso Schofield.
No.
Junior.
No.
I never bothered.
The Don and Mike Show.
Because we're going to talk football here.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Oops, hold on.
But what about STDs?
There we go. As we wait for Joe T. There he is, right on time.
Yeah.
Well, Rob cools him down.
Yep.
Rob gets him all set.
Rob does a little pre-show thing, you know, the little pre-interview.
There he is. Right, Joe. God, Joe, you're handsome. God, you're cute.
I love you.
Let's remember back, Mike, 21 years ago.
Is that how long it was?
It was 21 years ago.
Wow.
The Chicago Bears had won the 1985 Super Bowl. We were talking. I know we've done this before, but it's a good setup with Joe. We're talking about Jim McMahon. Joe had some problem with something McMahon was doing.
Right.
We were talking about it, and all of a sudden, we got this call 21 years ago.
Don, Joe Theismann. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square honest. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
And
that was it.
That started a beautiful friendship.
It started a friendship, but it was also game, set, and match. There's nothing you could really say to that.
Here we are 21 years later, and hi, Joe Theismann.
Hello, youngsters.
Hello, Joe T. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
You son of a gun.
Good to hear your voice, Joe.
It's good to hear you guys, too. Mike, have you been out to the club?
Not really. I haven't been playing nearly as much as I should, but I get out there and practice a little bit, but I still want to rematch with you someday.
Any day.
All right.
Joe T. Let's
Hello, Donnie.
Hi. Nice to hear you. Nice to talk to you. Joe, please tell us all what is going on with you and Monday Night Football. Are you fighting with Tony Kornheiser? What's the deal, Joe? We really don't understand why the change was made at ESPN.
I don't either. So that makes two of us. I feel, you know, I mean, it was in a meeting in March, you know, basically the executives of the company explained to me that they wanted to go in a different direction. I don't know what direction that is. But they explained to me that they wanted to have it become more of an issues show, and that they noticed when the telecast came back to me, they noticed that I talked about football, and I was under the assumption that was what I was requested to do. But you know, it's one of those things. Hey, you know, when I broke my leg 20 some odd years ago, I had to find a new way in life and a new adventure, and now the same thing is taken. I worked with some of the greatest people in the world. I spent, you know, 19 years at ESPN with some fantastic people, a lot of fantastic people, and I've grown to appreciate so many people that I had the opportunity to work with. I mean, the three producers I worked with and the directors and the men and women there are just sensational.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
you know, if you're doing sports, you're doing, you know, if you're looking for sports, it's on ESPN.
Now, no desire for you, like I did read that they came to you and offered you the college football games, and you turned them down on that. That's accurate, and if it is accurate, tell us why that is.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I spent 37 years in the world of professional football. And I just couldn't get excited. I mean, I've known Brent Musburger for years, and Brent and I were going to do it. And for me, it didn't excite me.
You know what it is, Joe? I know what it is. I know exactly what it is.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to put into words.
Joe, I know what it is. It's the minor freaking leagues.
No,
I mean, you won't say it.
It's a different world.
You won't say it.
It's an entirely different world.
You won't say it. I'll say it.
It's an entirely different world, and it's not something I haven't done college football. I mean, I did a bowl game now and then, but haven't really been around it a lot. And now, you know, I'm going to do my Cup of Joe on ESPN. on the weekends, or Fridays, I guess. And then Monday, I'll do Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio. Right. And, you know, those are the things that I'll be involved with. I'll still be around the world of professional sports. You know, spend a lot of time out at the Redskin, you know, facility.
Well, Joe, hold on one second, because you were great, really, even though you talk even more than Mike and I do. We're really,
you're full of baloney.
Very fond of you, and you're really, really good on that show. If you could just, on all the years you did Sunday Night Football, if you could just tell us once and for all, because we read all the time that there's a problem with you and Tony Kornheiser. We've talked about it before behind your back, and we've theorized we don't know what the problem is, because Kornheiser should have known you.
I got to be honest,
all
with
of
you.
Those years when he covered you,
Joe. Since you know you're out of it now, I know obviously you got friends over there and stuff. But if we can talk,
no.
and you're an honest guy.
You know me. I'm gonna be honest.
You're gonna let us know. I will tell you about two things about this broadcast. I got so excited. When I heard that, you know, we know Mike Tirico, we know Tony Kornheiser, and we know you, and watching how you guys have developed as broadcasters over the years, you and Tony speaking specifically, Don and I had many discussions about, we really thought that this thing was going to be a home run. When it came on, it was not the home run, and it was not necessarily because of you or because of Tony, but there just didn't seem. I think what it was I didn't hear what I expected I was going to hear in that broadcast.
I will call it exactly like I see it.
Well,
like,
let me put it this way. I think what the expectation was is that it was going to be an extension of PTI. Mm-hmm. That Tony and I were going to get into discussions and arguments over
right.
personnel. That doesn't work in a football game, guys. Because the if you're let's take PTI as an example. You have the guys in the studio are the focal point. They're having discussions about certain topics. So they are the game. When you do a football game, what's happening on the field, in my humble opinion, is paramount what should take place, because the fans are watching, you know, the Indianapolis Colts and the Cincinnati Bengals and the New England Patriots and the Redskins. The fans are watching the game. And we just add to it. This whole thing about Tony and I don't know who started it, where it was started, but Tony and I got along great. We've played golf together. I worked very hard to try and help him become comfortable in an entirely new environment. And Tony had a role, whatever it was, is to be different than doing football. I had a role to do football, you know, and Mike had the role to sort of keep things together.
All right, let me ask you this, though.
We had the ladies, too. Don't forget, we had Susie and Michelle.
Right. If somebody came to you guys, and this is what I envisioned, I really did. I like a lot of football fans, a lot of people that were going to be watching that broadcast, pictured Joe Theismann and Tony Kornheiser having kind of a Don Meredith, Howard Cosell relationship. That's not the first time you've heard
the
that.
The jock and the guy who thinks he knows everything about the game,
but never played it.
You know what, guys? As the season went on, I think we started to develop that. And it would be impossible. And think back to your early shows, to the first times that you guys worked together. It takes a while to know when somebody has something to say
and develop a rhythm
between them.
We were perfect
right
away.
About, you know, the expectations, what I don't think should get lost in this is our ratings were up 47%.
Right.
So it wasn't that the product that was coming out on the air was like a dog that nobody watched.
I'm hearing maybe philosophical differences between you,
Joe,
and the guys that are running
the
show.
Tell me one more thing, because I watched all those shows last year. I got the feeling that you were uncomfortable when they would bring, like, some creepy Desperate Housewives star, and you would have to do the show.
No, the truth of the matter is they didn't want me to ask questions. They did not want me to participate.
Well, maybe that's why I got the feeling that you, when they went to a shot of the four of you, whoever the schmuck was that they had with you guys, you'd be sitting there.
Like a bump on a log.
Yeah, with your hands, you know, on your lap.
So you've got a producer telling you, hey, you know, we're gonna, you know, let's keep this with Tirico and Tony for doing this. Well, that doesn't.
Wow.
You know, like anything else, you have to understand your role. And my role was really to be the football guy. I mean, and that's what I tried to do. That's what I've always tried to do.
Joe, why don't you?
When I got into television, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to teach people about the game of football. I wanted somebody to watch a telecast that I was a part of on ESPN, and they would say, you know, if you're sitting around in a bar, you're hanging out with your friends, and you say, you know something? I learned something today about the game of football I didn't know. And that was what I wanted to do.
Well, Joe, I'll give you credit for that for the longest time, that is what set ESPN's Sunday night football apart from the rest. But I guess you can see how it that's been. I mean, that's not.
Yeah, but well, you know, the proof is. I got to be honest with you guys. The proof is going to be in the pudding because last year was the first year of Monday night football on ESPN. The ratings were a 9.9, and that's pretty darn good. And the show was the viewing was increased by 47%. So those are the numbers that are out there.
Joe, why don't you just like go to CBS or go to Fox?
I think they're paying him to sit on the sideline.
Because I still have 4 years on my contract with ESPN.
Are they going to pay you the same amount of money for Monday Night Football as for like doing Mike and Mike and your Friday bit?
Yes.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Oh, man, what's your handicap right now?
Never mind. It's great.
Oh my God! You're gonna go pro.
We're feeling bad for you, and we shouldn't.
You got a suitcase full of money.
Certainly the economic commitment that is made is great. And you know, this is something I had a discussion with someone earlier today about this. I love doing football. I love being around the world of football. The economic situation is wonderful, certainly, but there's still a part of you that goes to work every day. Not just based, at least me. I didn't go to work on ESPN every night just because I was being paid X amount of dollars. I went because I love the world of football. I love the people I work with. I love the excitement of the game, the uncertainty of a telecast. Those were all things that got you excited, that made you want to go to work. Now, you know, people say to me, what are you going to do? I don't really know, guys. I've never been 37 years. I've worked every weekend at professional football.
You know, they're paying you. Is it a situation where if somebody did approach you that now for 4 years that because of this contract they everything's negotiable, but you basically you can't go to another network right now.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
That is correct.
That's a weird situation.
You know, I am under contract to ESPN.
Joe, you know what that is? I mean, you know broadcasting now. You've been in long enough. You know it as well as we do. What they're saying to you is, hey, you're great. You're not right for us, but you're so good, we don't want you to go anywhere else. So you please know, take the money, sit down, and shut up. You know,
I mean,
that's
effed up. You know, the shut up part's going to be difficult because I'm going to be doing shows. You know, I do Mike and Mike, and certainly this year in the NFL, I mean, gosh, guys, in the last 2 years, we have had 16 head coaching changes. You believe that? 16 head coaching changes in the last 2 years. I mean, the game is really changing. We've got about almost a dozen young new quarterbacks coming in. I mean, the league is getting very exciting and changing constantly, and in Washington in particular.
Let's stop talking about real football for a second. Let's talk about you for a second. Let's really seriously, Joe, no BS. It sounds to me, we've talked to you enough, it sounds to me like there is a part of you that's really hurting about this, that you feel.
There's no question. There's no question. I was completely floored and shocked, especially when, like I say, you put together the numbers that we did for this year. And you know, you go out and you do what's asked of you, obviously, and you go out and produce something that everybody is very proud of. Everybody acknowledges the job we all did and the effort that we, you know, put forth and the numbers and all the things that sponsors are looking for, all the things that your ad salespeople are looking for, an increase in ratings, all that stuff you put together. And then you know, you've been a part of something since its inception. Remember, Mike Patrick did 1 year with different types of color people. And then I joined Mike in year two at ESPN. So I have seen our growth from 8 games to Sunday night football to Monday night football. And I've been lucky to be a part of it. So I would be lying to you to tell you it wasn't crushing. It hurt like heck.
I tell you, this is a part of broadcasting that we've known, and I'm surprised that after all your time in broadcasting that you don't know that it really is a meat factory like football.
Oh, I know
You play football until they can use you no more, and then they throw you away.
And I know that you're not going to, as I said, you do have friends there, but what I'm hearing here is, you know, one of the reasons I was excited about the broadcast, that I know that as a broadcaster, and we've had you, God knows we've had you on this show enough times where you could handle any scenario. It doesn't have to be confined to football. And Joe, I mean, I know you. You got opinions on a lot of things besides football.
Oh yeah,
and you're a funny guy. I mean, you really. And what I don't get, it sounds to me like they were telling you one thing. They say this is what we want you to do. My God, if they're not letting you do, you know, participate in some of the interviews.
With no offense to Ron Jaworski.
Right.
Do you really think that they're going to plug Ron Jaworski in and suddenly you're going to have, I mean, are they, do they want him not to do football stuff? And
guys, I don't know. I mean, Ronnie is as football oriented individual as I am.
And how awkward is it for you, Joe?
You know what, guys? I really don't know. And like I said, it's a decision that's, you know, we could banter this thing around a thousand ways to Sunday, but evidently there are people who are in a position of authority that basically say, and you're right. It's, you understand, I understand the world of football. I understand the world of broadcasting. People make decisions on whether they want you there or don't want me there. They don't want me there.
All right. Well, let's.
I'm coming to grips with, and you know, I've come to grips with it and said, all right, look, you know, they're going to move on. I'm going to move on, but I have no ill feelings. Believe me, like I said, I love ESPN. I love everybody there, and I respect the people and the hard work. I know how hard everybody works to make everything happen there. And so for that, I'm very proud of my body of work at ESPN.
Joe, you should be.
Absolutely.
Apologize
for one thing.
How awkward has it been for you? You're a guy, you're fully yourself. I say that with respect. You are Joe Theismann. You know what I'm saying? You are Joe Theismann. It's in the paper that you get canned from ESPN. How embarrassing is this for you?
It's a shot to your ego. Oh, yeah. There's absolutely no question. It's the first time I've been fired.
Yeah, you've been in an amazing role broadcasting.
I've been in professional. You know, remember, guys, I didn't get fired from football.
Right.
So I've never. I'm experiencing something right now that I have never experienced before in my life. Somebody has told me that they don't want me.
Hey, Joe.
Now I've always tried to look at things. I'm a cup half full kind of guy, and I will tell you this: the one thing that I have drawn from this whole scenario is very simple, and it came to me the other day, about a month ago, that you cannot do your job for the satisfaction and validation of someone else. You go out and do your job because you're proud of what you do, you're proud of the product that you want to put out, and you take pride in your work, and don't let somebody else determine your value or success or failures. Have pride in what you do, and that's really what I've come out of this. There's a couple guys decided they didn't want me to be a part of the telecast. Okay, that's their decision.
Right.
But it's not going to change the way I approach my job. It's not going to change the way I love to do what I do and the passion I have for it.
Yeah, Joe T, that's the word. Passion. And you listen to me now. I'm not BSing you, Joe. You hold on to that. That is a precious commodity right now. The flavor of the month might be, let's jazz it up, let's put more sound effects on, but eventually it's going to come back to passion.
And what I'm hearing when I hear Joe talk, and they got you kind of handcuffed with the broadcasting situation, but you talk about teaching, you talk about your knowledge of the game. On any level, would you see yourself getting back into the game in some sort of coaching capacity?
No, I really feel like coaching and teaching to me are two of the most incredibly dedicated groups of people who have to have a passion for it. We talk about that word, but what I've considered doing, and this is something that's in the embryonic stages, is I feel like I'm going to start a quarterback camp. I've never done that before.
It'll be a sleepover camp?
No, I don't know yet. But you're welcome, Don. But I'm going to make you sleep in the other room this time.
I want to sleep with you. Joe,
okay?
Seriously.
No more sharing the bed. I'm tired of changing the sheets in the morning. Okay?
Joe, I urge you to carry.
I'm not doing that again.
Carry a grudge.
I'm not doing that again. I thought somebody spilled some water in the bed. I didn't know it was some other bigger problem.
Talking about my wet spot.
I'm doing that again with you. I'm telling you. We're
all right, Joe, we have to break now because our network, we're being treated at our place of employment. Kind
very,
of like
very similar, very similar.
We have to play commercials on time now, so we have to say hello.
Hello to do commercials on time?
Yes.
My gosh, how things have changed.
I know, yeah. Hey, well, welcome to our world.
That's our world, Joe.
Welcome to yours. Joe, stay in touch. And
you're the best.
You got F by S ESPN. Screw that.
Enjoy both of you.
Thanks,
care.
Joe.
All right, thanks so much, Joe. We will talk again, absolutely.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
You know what? That is a humbler Joe Theismann. I think when he said it's the first time he's been fired.
Well, what I said, I think off the air going into it, you know, we're going to get the real deal with what, you know, what's going in with him. And do you get the? I wish, you know, that's another deal where we, if we have more time to talk, do you get the impression that behind the scenes they weren't giving any of the proper direction? This was not a Tony issue. This was not a Joe. This is some guy that said, hey, here's what we want, you guys.
You could say to Theismann, seriously.
You can talk about anything.
Read the phone book for an hour, and he would love that. He loves hearing his own voice more than we do.
He's got more opinions than we do, and that's almost impossible.
Here's the only opinion that I truly have. This sucks.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're going to break.